I want to spend a couple of minutes tonight just thinking about preparing for Tisha B'Av. We were talking 2 nights ago about how the Rambam introduces the halachos of Tisha B'Av, the last chapter of Hilchos Tanyos. The Rambam talks about Tisha B'Av and the fasts for Churban HaMikdash. As we saw 2 nights ago, the Rambam frames all the halachas of Tisha B'Av and the associated dinim as being an opportunity to focus on tshuva. So, and certainly the fasting specifically, is really meant to not just commemorate past tzara, but vault us forward into the meitiv drachim, to changing through for the future. And certainly a lot of our avoda on Tisha B'Av is verbal, a lot of talking. The laying Eicha and saying kinos and saying more kinos and saying more kinos, a tremendous amount of avodas hadibur. So I thought maybe it's an opportunity in the night before kinos to prepare ourselves for the tshuva aspect by thinking about halachic speech codes are very much in the news. But a different type of speech code. But to think about what are the speech codes of halacha? What are the halachic expectations of speech? I want to take a look in particular at a surprising Rambam. It's subtle, but if we look carefully, it's surprising and it comes up often. I think there's real opportunity for growth here. Real opportunity for growth in terms of thinking about the dreaming about how I could be different and sort of heights I could aspire to. So here we are in the last chapter of the Rambam's Hilchos Deos Perek Shvi. Hilchos Deos begins with the mitzvah of Tikkun Amidos, the mitzvah of Halachta B'Drachav, and moves on to talk about how a Jew from personality development. He moves on to talk about how a Jew approaches physicality, a happy, healthy, holy approach to the physical. That's the third paragraph of Hilchos Deos. We reject asceticism, but we also don't think, on the other hand, that you should just do whatever you want. And we see an opportunity to channel the physical with a sense of purpose. That's maybe a good conversation for a different time. The third paragraph of Hilchos Deos. Then he moves on to talk about healthy living and proper conduct. And finally, the last two prakim of Hilchos Deos, prakim Vav and Zayin, are about mitzvos shebein Adam lachaveiro. The parak Vav is a long list of many different mitzvos shebein Adam lachaveiro. It talks about being kind to this one and tochacha and sinna and so on and so forth. A lot going on in parak Vav. The last chapter, Perek Zayin, the last chapter of Hilchos Deos, the second of the two Prakim about Bnei Adam L'Chaveiros, Perek Zayin is devoted largely to Lashon Hara, to the Isurim of Lashon Hara. Now the Rambam, as always, organizes the Mishneh Torah around what are the mitzvahs, what are the mitzvahs aseh, what are the mitzvahs lo aseh. So he opens by telling us that it's a lav in the Torah, Parshas Kedoshim. Here we are, Perek Hilchos Deos, and the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Hamiragel b'chaveiro. If I am miragel, over below says, hey, that's a lav. What does that word even mean? But he tells me what pasuk it is. From the Rambam, a mitzvah, whether a mitzvah say mitzvah, say, always means a din d'oraisa, that's a pasuk in Chumash. So, shenemar, lo seilech rachel b'amecha. Not to be a Rachel, what we usually call Rechilus. Okay, so that's this lav. Miragel is related to Rachel, to be walking around. Ava Pishen, Lokal Davazeh, he says there's no Malkus. The ownership of Malkus only applies to those lavin which are active, which are lav sheyesh b'maisa, and the regal Rechilus, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it's only verbal. So although the Rambam says, although there's no malchus, right away you get the mood that although, don't be fooled. Yes, there's no malchus, but don't be fooled into thinking it's no big deal. No. Avon gadolhu. This is a very significant chet. The gorm laharog nefashos rabbis mi Yisrael. Many people have lost their lives because of Lashon Hara run amok. The psukim and the chumash are indicating that. Nismach lov lo samal dam reyecha. The pasuk puts these two isurim to their neighbors in Parshas Kedoshim, not to trifle with someone else's life, and not to speak lashon hara. Wow, wow. Okay, so this is something you need to take seriously. But now I want to look at what does this actually include, and there's something very important, subtle, and very significant. As I said before, I think if we read the next Rambam, Halacha Beis Satli, we'll see a place for great ambition. He says, he hasn't yet defined exactly what he told us. There's a lav, and it's very, very severe. It's very, very serious. We've got to take this seriously. What exactly is it? So now Halacha Beis gets down to definitions. Is there a rachil? Who's a rachil? What's a rachil? What's the aveira? So he's about to give a series of levels. He says, Rachel means, Zeshe to'ein dvarim, v'holeich mizeh lezeh. I load up with words, and I go from one person to another person, v'yomer kach amar ploni, kach v'kach shamati ploni. Oh, this one said this, and this is what I heard about that guy. Afa bishu emes. You're telling the truth. I'm not lying. I'm not making anything up. Everything is 100% accurate. I raise a machavir za'olam. You could destroy the world with that sort of truth. Okay. Wow. So that's the love. Now, as I said, he's going to start giving, you know, different levels of this. Yesh avon gadol mizeh. There's the basic love of Rachel is the holech mizeh, toin dvar holech mizeh. They're talking about this and talking about that one. What's worse? Level two, avon gadol mizeh ad ma'od. There's something else which is included in this lav, but it's a more severe form of the lav of Loseilach Rachil. But who Lashon Hara? That's Lashon Hara. What does Lashon Hara mean? Hamisaper bignus chavero. Afa pisha omer emes. I say unpleasant things about someone else, even though I'm telling the truth. Interesting. And then level three, haomer sheker. If I say negative things about other people and their lies, nikra motzi shemra al chavero. That's not only lashon hara, it's not only bad, it's motzi shemra. It's libel, slander. I'm saying false negative things about someone else. And finally, he says ba'al lashon hara, the fourth level, the worst of all, the someone who's a man of Lashon Hara. Not just that you spoke Lashon Hara, but you're a Baal Lashon Hara. You know, it's not who you are. She Yosheva Omer Kach V'Kach sits there and says that there's Kach V'Kach Asaploni, Kach V'Kach Yavosav, Kach V'Kach Shamati Yalav. That's what this one did, and that's what his parents were this, and that's what I heard about that one. The Omer Dvam Shal Gnai. And you're saying negative things. Al Zeh Omer HaKasav Yachres Hashem. Wow. That's very, very severe. So four levels, Rachil, Lashon Hara, Motzi Shem Ra, and Baal Lashon Hara. So it's worth spending some time. We're going to see something very practical and very big come out of, so spend a couple of moments trying to tease apart these four levels. So number one, what's with the fourth level, the Baal Lashon Hara? He's speaking Lashon Hara. I say, how is he any different than level two, than Lashon Hara? What would you say? Sounds like it's all the same. Baal Lashon Hara, someone speaking Lashon Hara. Why is that level four? What's the difference? Now you see the problem. You see the kasha. Rachel Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, Baal Lashon Hara. So in terms of that, in terms of the Baal Lashon Hara, see, it would seem that the Kesef Mishnah asks this question. And he says, the Baal Lashon Hara is, as the term indicates, you're a man of Lashon, you're a Lashon Hara guy. It's not just you did it once. If you did it once, that's an act of Lashon Hara. Misapir gmus chaver, apish omer emes. I once spoke, you know, periodically, once in a while, this is what I do. So, and whenever I do, it's an Avera. A Baal Lashon Hara, this is who you are. Like you're, you know, a professional gossiper, a professional Lashon Hara teller. So, it's an interesting point. As any Avera, obviously, the more times you do it, the more times you commit the Avera. But here, it seems like there's a difference of kind. To say Lashon Hara once is a terrible chet. Avon Gadol Mizeh, Ad Ma'od. But if that becomes who I am, that becomes the way I operate. That's just like that. That's how I speak. That's my go-to. That it's not just I'm doing it more often. It's a whole other layer of chet. So that's already. It's not clear to me that the Rambam would say that by every avera. If I eat bacon, you know, once a week, that's different than occasionally dipping. Obviously, I do it more often. Every time is another chet. But here it's like it's a whole different layer, it's a different type of thing. Different, it's a different animal. Ah, that's interesting. Yes, Arius pointed out there is the Gemara has a good point. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Chulin has this notion of a mumer davar echad. The person is consistently violates a chet. So that's across all of Halacha, there is a notion of someone who's a frequent flyer. On a certain Avera. But that doesn't sound like what he's talking about here. It sounds like it's inherently like a worse type of chet. Not just that I've totally given into my Yetzirah, but that it's like a different type of thing. It perhaps because it changes who I am. But what I want to show you is a second nuance. Because again, the Baal Lashon Hara, that strikes us as being really horrific. Let me ask you another question, though. The second level was the fellow says MS, nasty MS about someone. The third level was the fellow says nasty sheker about someone. And the fourth level was that you're saying, you know, nasty about someone all the time. So what's the first level? Well, what did you do wrong? What exactly are you doing? What is the basic law? If you're saying something Lashon Hara, that's already level two or worse. What is the basic law? What would you say? You see the problem? I'm at four levels. Level two is where you say something G'nai and it's emes. Level three, the G'nai is also Sheker. Level four, you're doing it all the time. So what's level one? What exactly are you doing? So if you read the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah suggests along these lines. You read the Rambam, so level two is where it's already, as he said, G'nai. It's something negative, but it's true. I'm saying something negative about you. That's Lashon Hara. If I'm saying something negative about you and it's a lie, that's Mosi Shemra. If I'm saying negative things about people all the time, that's Baal Lashon Hara. Who's a Rachel? The language used with a Rachel actually is similar to what he says about the Baal Lashon Hara. He's Kach Amar Ploni, Kach there, talking about people. The difference is the Rachel didn't say anything negative. Toin Dvarim. I have a lot of material, a lot of words. And it sounds like I'm constantly gossiping about other people. Oh, this one said that, and that's what I heard about that one. It's true, and it's not even negative. But the simplicity of the Rambam is that if I'm just all the time gossiping about other people, I'm not saying anything bad about them. But if I'm constantly just talking about other people. It sounds to the simple way in the Rambam is that's already a lav d'oraisa of Rachel. Once you're saying negative things about people, wow, that's already even more than that's Lashon Hara. Even once, Lashon Hara. The Rambam is saying, but to be constantly talking about other people, even if there's nothing negative about my content, but that, to be in that place, you're just talking about people all the time. That's already a lav. That's a lav of Rachel, to be a gossip. Even if I'm not saying anything negative. There's a quote that they ascribe to Eleanor Roosevelt. Great, I think I came across this quote for the first time in a base medrash. It was a poster. This quote was a poster in the base medrash of the Boca Raton Kollel. And the quote goes as follows: Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. What Eleanor Roosevelt, suggested a couple of decades ago, I think was already written by the Rambam almost a millennium ago. The lav of Rachel is of being a small mind, of just talking about people all the time. Of course, we sometimes talk about other people, and even in an occasional conversation, we're going to seek to be careful not to speak negatively about other people. And if you need to, it'll be with a cheshbon that here it's mutal toelas. But the Rambam, as I said before, from a subtlety in the Rambam, a subtle reading in the Rambam, emerges a lot of room for great ambition. To not just make sure that my content is kosher, but where's the center of gravity of my talking? Am I basically talking to other people? Am I a small mind who's talking to other people? That's already, for the Rambam, that's a lav daraisa. Don't be a Rachel. Don't be the guy who's just circulating gossip at other people. Nothing negative, but why are you just talking to other people? Occasionally you talk to other people in the course of conversation. But and here's a, as I said before, to end where we began, Tisha was meant to be a time of tshuva. Tisha was meant to be a time of tshuva. And Tisha B'Av, and so much of the avoda of Tisha B'Av is an avoda sapeh. It's an avoda sadibur. And here's a, I think, an important way, important target to strive for in terms of rethinking our own dibur, in terms of what the halacha's speech code is number one, the kashrus of what I say, even on a one-time basis, to make sure not only not to be a baal lashon hara, but not even to speak lashon hara, even an occasional comment about someone else, need to make sure that it's not inappropriately negative. And beyond that, to just look at the sum total, what do I talk about over the course of a day? To whip up my phone and look through the posts, look through the texts. And am I just hawking about people? Or am I primarily talking about ideas and events? And hopefully, mili de kedusha. To make sure that I don't fall into lo selech rachil ba'amecha. And hopefully, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tanyos, so recognizing the connection between our actions and the situations of galus is a key piece towards moving towards the type of tshuva, towards being mativ derachim, that will hopefully bring us to a quick end to the need to fast Tisha B'Av's in the future. I both say thank you so much. May we be zocha to take these ideas to heart and to make positive change going forward. Mirtz Hashem. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining.